President Donald Trump's administration said it would deploy 2,000 National Guard troops on Saturday, as federal agents in Los Angeles faced off against a few hundred demonstrators during a second day of protests following immigration raids. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned that the Pentagon was prepared to mobilize active duty troops if violence continues in Los Angeles, saying the Marines at nearby Camp Pendleton were on high alert. Federal security agents on Saturday confronted protesters in the Paramount area in southeast Los Angeles, where some demonstrators displayed Mexican flags. A second protest in downtown Los Angeles on Saturday night attracted some 60 people, who chanted slogans including "I see out of LA." Trump signed a presidential memorandum to deploy the National Guard troops to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester, the White House said in a statement. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, told Fox News that the National Guard would be deployed in Los Angeles on Saturday. California Governor Gavin Newsom called the decision purposefully inflammatory. He posted on X that Trump was deploying the National Guard not because there is a shortage of law enforcement, but because they want a spectacle, adding, "Don't give them one. Never use violence. Speak out peacefully." Newsom said it was deranged behavior for Hegseth to be threatening to deploy active duty Marines on American soil against its own citizens. Trump posted on his Truth Social platform that if Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass can't do their jobs, then the federal government will step in and solve the problem, riots and looters, the way it should be solved. The protests pit Democratic-run Los Angeles, where census data suggests a significant portion of the population is Hispanic and foreign-born, against Trump's Republican White House, which has made cracking down on immigration a hallmark of his second term. Violent insurrection. Insurrectionists carrying foreign flags are attacking immigration enforcement officers, while one half of America's political leadership has decided that border enforcement is evil, Vice President J.D. Vance posted on X late on Saturday. Senior White House aide Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, described the protests as a violent insurrection. The administration has not invoked the Insurrection Act, two U.S. officials told Reuters on condition of anonymity. One said that National Guard troops can deploy quickly, within 24 hours in some cases, and that the military was working to source the 2,000 troops. The 1807 law empowers a president to deploy the U.S. military to enforce the law and suppress events like civil disorder. The last time it was invoked was during the 1992 Los Angeles riots at the request of the California governor.